Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon again, and welcome back to what today, after all the excitement this weekend, I think I should call the second half. To listeners just joining the show, this is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and this is Mike Coates here presenting the programme today. Commencing this second hour was one of Thelonious Monk's jazz standards. Of the five musicians on the disc, there should have been absolutely no difficulty at playing the tune and getting it right, as three of them were regular members of Monk's group at the time, and indeed were recording with Monk the previous day on a session for Riverside Records. The leader on this recording we have just heard was Art Taylor, who plays drums, and alongside Art were Frank Foster and Charlie Rouse on tenors. Walter Davis Jr. was the pianist, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Taylor, as I said, on drums. A recording in the Van Gelder studio in New Jersey on the 3rd of June 1959. And the track, of course, was Rhythmaning, as I said, a Thelonious Monk composition. That was from the album Taylor's Tenors. Although trumpeter Thad Jones was contracted to Count Basie for some 10 years, from 1954, he did manage to play on a fair number of small group sessions away from Basie. In this period, I think he did produce some outstanding work. And here is one such recording with two other ex-Basieites who managed to grab some of the action, including a tenor player that we've just heard on the Thelonious Monk composition. This is Benny Golson's Whisper Knot, with Thad Jones trumpet, Frank Foster tenor, Jimmy Jones is the pianist, Doug Watkins bass, Joe Jones on drums. Recorded in New York City, the 24th of December 1956. Whisper Knot. Thank you. Thad Jones, Frank Foster and Joe Jones escaping from the confines of Count Basie for at least one session there with Whisper Not. Whilst on the subject of Count Basie, another association with the Count, a tribute to Lester Young. This is by tenor player Bud Johnson, and he has come up with a two-part composition, which are both referred to as Memories of Lester, Memories of Lester Part 1 and Part 2. I'm going to play the first of these, which is called Blues for Lester. And here we have Nat Adderley, cornet, Harry Edison, Ray Nance and Clark Terry playing trumpets, Bud Johnson tenor, Jimmy Jones is the pianist, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Herbie Lovell is the drummer. Recorded in the Plaza Sound Studio in New York on the 2nd of August or the 6th of September 1960. And the actual album is called Bud Johnson and the Four Brass Giants, the ones that I've just enumerated. The solo sequence, you may care to know, is first Ray Nance, then Nat Adderley, and Nat actually plays cornet, Clark Terry, and finally Harry Edison. This is Blues for Lester. Thank you.
This is Ray McKinley saying, how'd you do? And all the boys in the band say, howdy too. So get yourself settled round the radio, because one and all we're set to go. Each lad in the band is gonna play a bit. I'll introduce him by name, to wit. The first indentation on his majestic wax is Mr. Ray Bella and his alto sax. Thank you, Ray Bella, that was plainly hip. I can readily see how you got your rep. Now it's just about time for Mundell Lowe to play his guitar fortissimo. Well, thank you, Mr. Mundy, that was fine indeed. I guess on that point we're all agreed. Now here's Vernon Friley and his slide trombone. Entre boo, Vernon, and start to moan. Thank you, Mr. Friley, for a nice hunk of swing. Seems like everybody from Kansas City can do that thing. Now seated at the piano is Mr. Louis Stein. Yeah, he can do it too. Mighty fine. Well, thank you, Mr. Lewis. That was first rate. I referred to your performance on the 88. But now it's about time for some tooting from Mr. P. Play it, Mr. Huckle. Play it pretty for me. Peanuts Huckle, that was awfully nice. Boy, you cover that horn like white covers rice. Now the boys in the trumpet section will engage in some highfalutin' tootin' at the back of the stage. Well, so long, everybody. I guess that's enough. We certainly hope you enjoyed our stuff. We'll be back again to play for you. So until the next time, toodaloo.
Well, my thanks to Ray McKinley there for doing at least part of my job. Only the soloists mentioned and the trumpet section covered en masse, as it were. So here is the full lineup. We had Curly Broyles, Chuck Giusso, and Nick Travis, Joe Ferrente in the trumpet section there, Vern Friley, and Irv Dinkin, Jim Harwood, trombone players, Ray Bella, the soloist, on alto, along with Billy Ainsworth, also on alto. Peanuts Hucko, tenor. Pete Terry on tenor as well. Lou Stein was the pianist, as Ray announced, together with Mundell Lowe on guitar. John Chance was the bass player, and Ray McKinley, the vocalist and the drummer. The arranger was Eddie Sauter, and that was recorded in New York City on the 18th of December 1946. Ray McKinley has had a long connection with Glenn, or had a long connection with Glenn Miller, and he led to many of the reincarnations of the Glenn Miller band that appeared since the band leader's demise in the Second World War. A selection next from a Norman Granz session. The album is titled Flip Wales the Best of the Verve years, and we're going to hear I'll Never Be the Same, quite a popular ballad at the time that Flip recorded this. Flip Phillips tenor, Oscar Peterson piano, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Buddy Rich is the drummer on this occasion. Recorded in New York City, the 13th of November, 1954. I'll Never Be the Same. Never Be the Same from Flip Phillips and Oscar Peterson. Time for the gig guide for this week, such as it is. Both Sheffield Jazz and the Workshop Library Group are now closed for the summer period, and as colleague John Yule frequently announces, finding details of presentations at Leopold Square is not easy. I'm sorry to say that I have failed on this aspect of the gig guide, but I'm sure there will be something happening, hopefully, with the outside presentations that occur in the summer. The gig I can find is tomorrow night at the Lescar, and they are presenting a seven-piece group. Commencing at 8 p.m, the Miles and Ferg's tribute to the Brazilian composer Hermeto Pascoal. The musicians are Miles Pillinger, drums, Fergus Quindle on percussion, Olivia Cuthill, trumpet, Pablo Barrios is the pianist, and Benji Sandler, multi-instrumentalist, including flute and sax. The bass player is Elliot Whitehouse, and the final member of the seven-piece group is J.J. Petrie on percussion. So that's at the Lescar tomorrow night. Now, I've not played a piano player so far in my... Well, not as a main component in my presentation today. So here is a man who kind of disappeared for long periods. Indeed, at times he was pronounced to have been deceased when he wasn't. It is Dodo Marmarosa, and the piece he's going to play is The Song Is You. Dodo Marmarosa, the song is You. His accompanying musicians were Sam Jones bass and Marshall Thompson on drums. The recording was made in Chicago on the 4th of May 1962. And I'm sure you would agree that it's a pity that Mr. Marmarosa kept himself away from the musical scene for such a long period of time. What struck me about hearing him in that 1962 recording was that he didn't show any major influences from other piano players, nor had he joined any of the, or seemed to have joined any of the fads of the day, like gospel and funk and the down-home stuff that we started to hear quite a lot in 1962. Unfortunately, there's so few recordings of Marmarosa around, so it's not, he's not a pianist I can feature very frequently on the show. I will try and seek out some others, though. Time for the gig guide. I've given you the gig guide. Sorry, looking at the wrong piece of paper. Let's put in another piano player. This time it's Duke Jordan. And although this group is listed as a quintet, the trombone player, who was Eddie Burt, sits out. Here they perform Yesterdays.
Thank you.
Musicians with that well-crafted, I thought, item yesterday's were the Duke Dorden Quintet, minus the trombone player. The baritone was played by Cecil Payne, Duke Dorden on piano, Percy Heath was the bass player, and Art Blakey the drummer. It was recorded in New York City on either the 20th or 30th of November 1955. And I thought the guys did very well on that. I hope you agree. Singer Teddy King came from Boston. She was born there in 1929. And it was also in Boston that she was discovered by George Shearing, who signed her to sing along with his combo. However, her big break came in 1956 when she was contracted to RCA Victor Records. The next track comes from her debut album for that label. It was called Biding My Time. The accompanying orchestra was led by Al Cohen, who also did the arrangements. Some well-known names in this group: Joe Newman, trumpet; Billy Byers and Sonny Rosso, trombones; Gene Quill and Hal McCusick on alto; Al Cohen, as I said, tenor and arranger; Sol Schlinger on baritone; Hank Jones, piano; Chet Amsterdam on bass, and I think that might be a pseudonym to hide his true identity. Ozzy Johnson on drums, and Teddy King was a vocalist. Recorded in New York City, probably July 1955. And she sings That Old Feeling.
Thank you. and got that old feeling when you came in sight. I got that old feeling the moment that you danced by. I felt a thrill, and when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again, I seemed to feel that old yearning, and I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start, for that old feeling is still in my heart.
I didn't mention the pianist on that in that orchestra. It was Hank Jones, and Hank Jones crops up again in my final track for today in somewhat surprising company. He's with bass player Charlie Hayden, and it's not my usual type of playlist either. Time, however, to close the programme for today. So, brothers and sisters, Mike Coates saying thank you for listening. I do hope that you have enjoyed my selections today. I hope to be back next Tuesday at 1 p.m. along with colleague John Yule. And of course, until then, do take care out there.